I am Bridget Hansman of the Studio for Breathing, Movement and Structural Integration, AMRI. With these words, I will come along on your walk and orient your attention. Part 2. Breathing. The key is in the exhale, because there the muscles that work during the inhale are relaxing. There, your weight rests naturally towards the center of your body and towards the ground. In other words, towards the very depth of the living being you are, and towards your base of support in the material world you are a part of. Wait there for the inhale to begin spontaneously. Do not hold your breath. Simply rest a moment in the very depth of the living being you are and on your base of support in the material world you are a part of. When the inhale begins, give it time to really expand your body. Do not force it. Allow it to happen. It might happen that you feel as if you couldn't breathe properly, when actually you are breathing more deeply than you usually do. The reason is that when you breathe this way, the air starts to flow into parts of your body that you usually keep suffocated. If you stay calm and keep on giving yourself time for each breathing motion, including the moment of rest at the end of the exhale, your nervous system is going to update and the feeling of suffocation will disappear. It is possible that breathing this way might bring up emotional contents that, without knowing it, you had kept underneath the threshold of your conscious experience through the habitual tension of your muscles, which restricts your breathing motions. If anything comes up, be friendly, welcome it, and invite it to participate in the walk, but do not let yourself be carried away with it. Observe what parts of your body are involved in these emotional contents. Try to show them where the ground is, in other words, where they can find support. With the exhale, together with the air, let go some of the intensity of the emotional charge. Allow the inhale to begin right in those places that are most caught up in the emotion, so that a breath of fresh air can get into there, some new energy, and the possibility of movement. In this way, your organism and your psyche experience that it is possible that things can change. Within the range of what is possible for you right now, try to find a way of breathing and walking that feels pleasant and allows for flexibility in your steps.